Dr. Charles Amos submitted to the court a report in which he stated that Ron Williamson was a mentally ill person as defined by Oklahoma law, that he could not appreciate the nature of the charges against him, that he could not assist his attorney in his defense, and that he could attain mental competency only after undergoing treatment. He also stated that if Ron was released without treatment, he would pose a danger to himself and others. Judge Miller adopted the findings of Dr. Amos and entered an order that declared Ron mentally incompetent. He was transported to Eastern State Hospital in Vinita for further evaluation and treatment. There, he was seen by Dr. R. D. Garcia, who prescribed Dalmane and Restoril for insomnia, Melaril for hallucinations and delusions, and Thorazine for schizophrenia, hyperactivity, combativeness, and the hyperenergy phase of manic depression. The drugs were adjusted over a few days, and Ron settled down and began improving. After a couple of weeks, Dr. Garcia concluded, "He is a sociopath and has a history of alcohol abuse. He must continue to take Thorazine, 100 milligrams, 4 times a day. He is not an escape risk." This was somewhat ironic, since the prison sentence being revoked was for an escape. Answering written questions from the court, Dr. Garcia said, 1, he is a person able to appreciate the nature of the charges against him, and 2, is able to consult with his lawyer and rationally assist in the preparation of his defense, and 3, is no longer mentally ill, and 4, even if he is released without treatment, therapy, or training, he probably would not pose a significant threat to the life or safety of himself or others, not unless he becomes more sociopathic and may be considered potentially dangerous, especially when drinking heavily. Ron was returned to Ada, where his revocation process was to be resumed. However, instead of holding a post-examination inquiry into his competency, Judge Miller simply accepted Dr. Garcia's findings at face value. Ron, mentally incompetent by court order, was never adjudicated to be competent. Based on Dr. Garcia's conclusions, the suspended sentence was revoked and Ron was sent back to prison for the remainder of his 2-year term. When he left Eastern State, he was given a 2-week supply of Thorazine. In September, Tommy Ward and Carl Fontenot were put on trial in Ada. Their lawyers had argued strenuously to have their cases separated and, more important, to get them out of Pontotoc County. Denise Haraway was still missing and still talked about, and hundreds of locals had helped look for her. Her father-in-law was a local dentist who was greatly respected. Ward and Fontenot had been in jail for 11 months. Their confessions had been hot topics in the coffee shops and beauty parlors since October, when first reported in the newspaper. How could the defendants expect to draw an impartial jury? Notorious trials are moved every day to other venues. The motions to change venue were denied. The other pretrial war was over the confessions. Attorneys for Ward and Fontenot attacked the statements, and especially the methods used by Detectives Smith and Rogers to obtain them. The tales told by the boys were clearly not true. Not a shred of physical evidence backed up anything they said. Peterson fought back with a vengeance. Without the tapes, he had no case whatsoever. After lengthy and heated arguments, the judge ruled that the confessions could be seen by the jury.